Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Good. I learned a lesson today. I got my hair cut and nobody commented on it at all, which it's not what I'm going for. It's more the idea that I probably shouldn't have got the haircut then.
Why is that?
Well, if it wasn't that noticeable to anybody, to even be like, you did notice.
Yeah, 100%. Was going to say it three times. But we had a busy pre-show. And so I was actually, true story, I was actually going to say it. Once we got to break, hey, by the way, your hair looks nice.
Oh, so I was just kicking myself because I was like, man, maybe I really didn't need a haircut. Because, you know, the baby's coming next week, and so I'm trying to get ahead of it because I'm not going to have as much time once the baby comes to go do those things. And so now if I get one now, I can just kind of ease off on haircuts for a little bit. But, I was like, maybe I didn't really need it.
By the way, I don't think you needed it, but it does look good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Right? So we got that going for us.
All right, that's nice. At least it makes me feel like my my very cheap, affordable haircut was worth it.
I think it was, and it doesn't look cheap either. Now, what was cheap was the morning show's approach to talking Baker Mayfield again today. And I get it. You were wrong, and all the many narratives that you just... took from basic things that the Browns leaked about Baker Mayfield, all the things that your side of history, and that was one side of history, didn't turn out to work out the way the Browns wanted, and certainly the people who backed that line of thinking did. But there were a few things I want to get to today, because I really have enjoyed Ken and Anthony's version of history that that they have been espousing since the moment. I will say they're incredibly consistently wrong about the side of Baker Mayfield. But I'm going to play Ken first, because Lima took a cheap shot. That's fine, because Lima just blatantly misleads about things, and he's the slippery wizard. It's part of why we love him. I can't get mad at that. But there was something that Ken was saying today, and again, we weren't going to talk Baker Mayfield, right? We've talked about Baker Mayfield earlier today.
Yeah, we did the Baker Mayfield discussion.
And there is this insistence from the people who pushed the anti-Baker narratives, which, and I want to make this very clear, the anti-Baker narratives, there was no pro-Baker narrative from the media because Baker's camp didn't report his side of things and his side of things in the breakup with the Cleveland Browns. The only thing that were really reported at the time were Baker's pissed, Baker's not answering calls. But in terms of the breakup and what went wrong, the Browns, who, and I give them credit for this.
But the Baker not answering calls wasn't even reported, by the way. That's just things that were told to people like me off the record.
Yes, but is specific to this, though. So much of what's been on the record has been done by a really, really well-run organization from the PR side of things. Not well-run in terms of the football side of things, but they did a great job and always have with this regime of getting their narratives out there, which have been accepted as fact. But we never really got the Baker side until Baker turned things around in Tampa. But I thought it was really interesting to hear Ken get frustrated today about the Baker conversation, which they brought up, and the rest of us haven't talked for the last 24 hours.
That's why his story is so amazing, because he wasn't good at points of his career. It's not an amazing story if he's just always good. No, that's not what we're selling here. The Baker Mayfield story involves the lows. Now, if you just want to put all the lows on the Browns, hey, they get that all the time,
way
every day.
That's
nothing different for the Cleveland
Browns.
That's
the way it's going to work.
But it's also the lows of him in Carolina. I don't know what you want to say about the experience with the Rams. But then also Tampa Bay didn't 100% buy into him. They gave him a one-year contract for $5 million. They made him battle with Kyle Trask. They wouldn't have done that if they thought he was good.
Guys, I got no fight left. I got no fight left. The fans of Baker, you have won. I cannot tell you how many times I got to tell you.
Okay,
I don't know why you're still fighting this fight.
I'm glad. Yes, the winners get to write the history.
Yes.
And Baker is admitting that he was culpable. And Mary Kay was there
but
reporting on it.
Cares.
Nobody cares what Mary Kay just said. I think they do care.
So specific to what Lima is saying, Lima is only talking to the most extreme version of people who enjoyed Baker. The people who think Baker have nothing to do with Baker's Baker not reaching his success that we all hoped for him when he got traded here. That's not what a majority of fans have done. And so I thought the conversation with those guys this morning was wildly disingenuous, which is not new for them. Because they love to pick and choose what they focus on and what details they lose out. It's once every 2 weeks that some show here, they play the wrong snippet or the snippet that might line up with whatever thing they thought they heard. And so I can't say that I'm surprised that Lima's speaking to the extremist. But to what Ken said, where Ken said, you know, the Baker fans or Baker bros, I'm over that. I really am. Because what you're saying, you're talking about Browns fans. This is not Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders had his shahive in Colorado. And those lunatics, whom we love, by the way, those lunatics have glommed onto the Browns. When you say Baker bros, which is a high-minded way that people have used to attack the people that like Baker in this town, myself, yourself, and anyone who just wouldn't just go quietly with a plan to trade the only thing closest to a franchise quarterback you've had since Bernie freaking Kosar and bring in a guy with a mountain of heinous, and I mean heinous things accused of him. And so for a very long time, Baker Bros, as if there is some alpha version of Baker Bros who've got an IQ of 12 and who don't shower, who are gym bros, and they just sit around watching tape of Baker and tweaking themselves real good. But that's not what Baker Bros are. I've got a 70-year-old aunt that's a Baker Bro. I myself am a Baker Bro. I know a Baker Bro of every single different version of human beings you can have, because they're not Baker bros. They're Browns fans, you jackasses. And your crap with Baker bro, Baker bro, Baker bro, Baker bro, that crap is what has divided this fan base on top of this moronic franchise. Sorry, the moronic move from the franchise. They're not moronic. They're really smart. Just give us time. We'll figure it out. But for the love of God, Baker Bro, how many times can a show say Baker Bro in a 7-minute clip from today?
It was lot. It was a lot when Baker was going when he was here.
No, it was.
It was a lot.
And that was a way to silence people like you, JP.
Well, it was used obviously a lot, but maybe that's just them just going back into their memory banks and just kind of just bringing that from what that was. I don't know. The whole situation is obviously it's odd. Lima came on the other day and he talked about the local versus the national and how the national are getting it so right. All I've heard for 3 days, I've heard Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd absolutely bash the Browns. Hell, I opened my Twitter 15 minutes ago. Manuel Acho, Baker Mayfield was destined to be him. The Browns lied to us. Baker didn't.
No, that's not the media that they're talking about.
Oh, okay, so it's different. It's different national media. I'm so confused on this. Like when the accounting by so many people, whether it's national and local, are all making the same suggestion. Just because it doesn't fit into the box that you want it to, doesn't make it true.
And here's the thing: one of the things that they said this morning that were incredibly right. I mean, very, very, very on point. Was that whoever wins gets to go ahead and pick the narrative. Well, who won Browns versus Baker first?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It sure as hell wasn't Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he was down and out. I mean, he basically got left for dead. And a lot of people like myself that were making Baker Mayfield conversations, we had at many points just waved the white flags. And I guess we got no legs to stand on. I guess we're just idiots. And it was so frustrating because there were so many times you're like, my eyes tell me this guy can play football at an elite and high level. And he wasn't able to do so at certain moments. And you just kind of had to take it.
And I'm going to tell you, every time I heard Ken and Anthony talk about Baker Mayfield, I heard grown men throwing hissy fits. Because the version of truth, because that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with multiple different reports, a fair amount of them leaked by the Cleveland damn Browns themselves, of which Ken gets paid to go ahead and be a part of that Browns organization, of which Anthony Lima gets to go out to Kevin Stefanski galas. All of them favored the Browns side of things. So any person who is a Browns fan who happened to still believe in Baker Mayfield or are frustrated about how Baker happened, all anyone's saying is, well, what's the other side of the story? All right? And I'm not here. Listen, I don't know how much different the Baker thing would be. But do I think Baker needed to grow up? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. By the way, it's the NFL. They don't come in as 60-year-old esteemed gentlemen with great 401ks and everybody's perfect. Did Baker have some problems that to this day, I'm sure he's still, of course he is. He's a human damn being. Ben Roethlisberger made a lot of boo-boos in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Do I think Ben Roethlisberger's a good human being now? I sure as hell don't. Right? He just got better at playing football. And what nobody on either side will remember or want to put on record is how bad the Browns organization was around Baker when it comes to the amount of offensive coordinators, the amount of head coaches, and all this. All anyone's asking for that looks at what Baker's doing now and wonders, why couldn't we do this here? All anyone's asking for is like the organization to like put this out there because they've owned the Watson stuff. Jimmy Haslam, it stops with me. We've all made mistakes. Yeah, all of us made mistakes. Nobody's done that with Baker.
I don't think they believe that they thought they did anything wrong with Baker, and I think that's part of the problem. I think they looked at Baker and said, we had a chance to get better with Watson, so we rolled the dice there, and that's where we made our mistake, instead of recognizing that they were throwing away what, at the time, legitimately was a top 10 to 15 quarterback in the sport. I want to play the New Heights podcast clip that we have.
Because I still have something I'm burning on right here before we move to that. Are we okay to do that in the next segment?
No, that's fine, but it perfectly exemplifies what we're trying to discuss here right now, though. The idea that Baker has only spoken on it once, really once, has only spoken on what went wrong here and how it went wrong. And he did it in a big swoop of everyone else. And that idea was the Browns, in many ways, were telling him to grow up and telling him to be a franchise quarterback. And we're trying to put these handcuffs on him in a way that Tampa isn't. And when you don't have the handcuffs on Baker, obviously a lot of things are working right.
And if you ask the question, why did this go this way? What could the Browns have done differently? You get accused of revisionist history. You get called a Baker bro.
Right, as if they did everything perfect in this.
And it wasn't. Baker failed here. Baker has to own that, and actually has.
He has.
No, That's what pisses me off. He's owned it. The not adult in the room has owned it. And then the literal adults in the media, many of whom I love. I do like Ken and Anthony. I like them very much. I listen to their show quite a bit. All right? I'm not just a coworker. I do listen to their show. But those guys, plus the Browns organization, who made a decision and were wrong, have said, well, this revenge is history. As if you're the only one that knows what happened. Because you've only presented one side of it.
Sorry. Well, it just makes it seem as if the Browns should get some sort of Peter Lynn pass in this whole ordeal, and that just doesn't seem right to me in the slightest bit. It feels like even while Baker should own some of it, and he has owned some of it, the Browns have to own up to a lot of this. And yes, when Baker Mayfield is playing the way that he's playing, you do have to look back and say, what could we have done differently, and could we have done this better?
And here's the thing.
That's all.
No, very few people, are, and Baker bros included, are saying that Baker did nothing wrong. What they're saying is, why do other organizations hang with immature talent? Mike Tomlin put up, 8 seasons of Antonio Brown? and dealt with a hell of a lot more real problems. Antonio Brown being on, Cops Live, throwing his baby mama out of the house.
Cops Alive?
I couldn't remember the name of the damn thing. But the point is, Antonio Brown, of the final 4 years in Pittsburgh, was a walking PR disaster, was literally screaming at washed-ass Ben Roethlisberger in the locker room. There are tales of how corrosive he was. And they gave that clown more of a chance, more of a benefit than the Browns did Baker Mayfield. And let's just get back to the central reality. The Cleveland Browns failed. That's it. That's not revisionist history. They took the best quarterback you had, and because they could logically explain where a guy with a bad arm who was injured had a bad season coming off the previous season where he wasn't bad, they used that to leverage him out and get a guy they believed in more, which is commonplace in the NFL. But you can't even get these, and it's not even anti-Bakers. It's people who just don't want to admit that they were wrong, right? That's all this is. This is ego, commonplace ego. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. I do it quite often because I'm wrong quite often. It's an occupational hazard. But the truth is, when it comes back down to it, while Baker had his failings, the Browns had theirs. And asking, the only way you get out of here isn't if you just draft another quarterback you can screw up. It's if you learn the freaking lesson. But the number one lesson is, Baker bros, just to bring it all the way back, are Browns fans. They're not some extremist, idiotic group of people. There are, and by the way, nor is it a small amount of Browns fans. There are plenty of people here who got shouted down about Baker because they liked him as a quarterback by people like Ken and Anthony, and then they were labeled as Baker bros, or they were labeled as revisionist history. The revisionist history here is, we were right, nothing went wrong, screw you, screw Baker. That is trash. That is absolute ego-infused crap. 216-474-0092. I'll ask you guys, because you guys are the listeners. I don't care if you're a Baker bro or a Haslam hater or a Watson warrior. Is it time to put the Baker stuff to bed? And I'm going to give you how I think that can happen. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got John Kuhn, Packers Radio Network, former Packer, at 3 o'clock, quarterback Deadpool at 3:40. By the way, that's a great bit. Yeah, definitely not every other show and every other station in town are ripping off that bit that we created first. But no. Pete Futek coming up at 4 o'clock. And we also have Justin Latta, Locked On Guardians, and Cash Lovett in the 6 o'clock hour. Is it time to put the Baker stuff to bed? 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. Can I blame Joey for this? I'm sorry. I'm starting to think about how we can get out of this conversation. And no one has paid the piper for Baker or Deshaun, and that's part of moving on from Baker and Deshaun. We'll get to that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.